fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Monday, the 27th day of November, year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Before we get to our prepper tip of the day, we have a new image of North America with new coastlines. This comes from a documentary about the bogus religion called Scientology. And the image has L. Ron Hubbard standing next to a globe, and that's the image. The globe clearly has no Florida and no Baja California, and it's now posted on my website at thelibertyman.com. Prepper tip of the day. It's going to be a bit longer than most, but it's very important. What I'm about to read to you is posted at my website as an alert. At the top right-hand side, you'll see a black and red banner, and here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, I've been discussing the clear and present danger of an electromagnetic pulse attack on the USA for a number of years. I've read authoritative books by experts like Dr. Peter Pry, the former head of the now-defunct U.S. Commission on EMP, and I've interviewed Dr. Pry on my radio show. Until recently, I felt that the failure of the federal government to protect the national power grid was just another example of an inadvertent result of our very dysfunctional swamp in Washington, D.C. However, upon further reflection, I have concluded that the failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. I have recently learned that officials in the Obama administration were actively blocking any possibility of the recommendations of the EMP Commission being successful. The report, the EMP Commission, is a free download at my website, by the way. As most of you know, I've been a homicide detective most of my adult life and intelligence analyst before that. By both education and profession, I'm trained to find evidence, analyze it, and make conclusions based on that evidence. Based on the evidence I found, I can come to no other conclusion other than the complete failure to protect the national power grid is by design and with intent. The goal being to prepare the USA for a successful invasion by our enemies, that being the Russians, the Chinese, and their allies. With all the above in mind, there are a couple of unknowns, at least unknown to me. Number one, does President plan to, does Does President Trump plan to move forward to protect the national power grid? Number one. Number two, if so, will he be able to do so in time? Absent having any questions to the absent having answers to the above questions, I advocate the following. Number one, prepare for both a grid down scenario and invasion. Number two, pray for God's healing and protection. Now, I know all too well the enormity of what I advocate. I also know that failure to do so could result in serious injury or death. My recommendation for becoming part of a hobby farm that's self-sufficient 100 or more miles from a major city, 800 plus feet above sea level, holds true. I conclude by saying, may God bless and save America. So that's my prepper tip of the day. It's at my website. I just noticed a typo, misspelling and a word early in this, but we'll get that corrected before the end of the day. And Dave Hodges talked about my alert on his radio show last night. I stand behind what I say. I'm very sincere in what I say. I believe it was Franklin Roosevelt who said something to the effect that no major things happen in this world in politics without being planned in advance. And I believe that saying holds very true here when it comes to my analysis of EMP and what it means to all of us. With that in mind, we have our Monday guest on hold here, waiting patiently in the green room, Mr. Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters, the website being deserteagleshooters.com. And we're going to start our discussion with our firearms tip of the week. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, John. And yeah, I appreciated your note on that earlier. I forwarded that message to several people. Firearms tip of the week, ammunition. Right now, with the holidays coming on and everything, we're getting notices on several different manufacturers' sales and everything on ammunition. We're passing the prices that we're getting onto our customers and everything. One good example is Reman, and when I say Reman, ladies and gentlemen, I mean remanufactured. These are small companies that have purchased the proper equipment and gone through the proper licensing and everything and inspections so that they are turning out quality ammunition. The ones that don't turn out quality ammunition, you'll notice they disappear quite quickly. But the ones that we deal with know their stuff. But a good example is 5.56 223 ammo, and they're loaded with 55 grain Hornady VMAX bullets, not full metal jacket. And a case of 500 is like $259, I think. That's incredible for top quality ammunition.
It is. But, that's great. Yeah.
Anybody interested in that? Now, some of these sales are only going to be for like the week or anything. For those that are on the first of the month pay cycle and everything, we still have time. But what I'm saying is, look at your ammunition stores, and when you look at it, don't forget training. I had a good friend of mine several months ago that was, oh, yeah, he's fine on ammo, blah, blah, blah. And they went through the summer training cycle without replenishing and was, in fact, he was over here Saturday looking at ammo and making an order. He says, amazing. He went from 2,000 rounds of .223 and 1,000 rounds of .45, and through the training cycle and everything and matches and all through the summer, he's down to less than 300 rounds of .223 and down to less than 100 rounds of .45, John.
And well, that's putting a lot of lead downrange. Well, while we're on that topic, I want to discuss a little bit about what the long-range precision shooters do. Basically, when it comes to ammunition, there's two groups, one which uses high-quality factory ammunition, the other which uses high-quality ammunition that's reloads. Or if it's never been loaded before, would it be a reload? I guess it wouldn't be, would it? But well, regardless.
No, that's called home manufacturing. You've brought up a
home manufacturing
that I've never
right.
covered. If you buy right. primers and new unprimed brass, that it's reloading what you're doing, but it's actually home manufacturing.
Yeah, because it's never been loaded before. If you can't reload something that's right. never been loaded previously. Well, but that's kind of a rabbit trail for the moment. Okay, let's say I'm a precision marksman, and I want to have the best performance possible from my marksmanship, shooting at 100 yards plus out to maybe 1,000 yards. And let's say my favorite ammunition is Federal Gold Medal in 308, 168 grain jacketed hollow point. I will get a case of that ammunition and make sure that it is an unbroken case, so it's one lot. And I will dedicate that lot to a specific rifle and keep track of every round fired with the date of the round was fired. Typically, it would be anywhere from maybe 6 or 10 to maybe 20 rounds in one short training session. The date the round, the ammunition was fired, the temperature, the humidity, the distance, the wind, everything is carefully recorded. And made sure that there's a permanent record in a logbook. This is the way it's done, as opposed to haphazardly buying 20 rounds here, 40 rounds here, 100 rounds someplace else, all coming from different lots at different times. Even at the highest levels of manufacturing, you're going to have different shifts of different people working this machinery, different calibrations on the machinery, different temperatures and humidity, possibly, from maybe January to August in the manufacturing facility. So you're going to get the most consistency if you get a fresh, unopened case that was all manufactured in one shift, being one lot, and use that and keep it intact for a specific rifle. Your response, Jimmy?
Absolutely perfect, John. I recommend that when anybody does buy ammunition, like you said, to buy it in case lots. And typically, you'll save anywhere from 3 to 7% on the cost of the ammunition. And it always ensures, like you said, consistency. That is the key word in ammunition. Now, something I discovered on that not too long ago, much to my surprise, when we first started building the ARC, the AR uppers that are chambered in 7.62 by 39, ARC is a combination of AR and AK. And when we started building those, of course, every rifle that I build, I always do the break-in on the barrel, so I know the performance that it's doing. And I get ballistics off of that, and I am able to put together a primary, what is known as a primary data card. It will change once the barrel gets over 100, 150 rounds. But I found out that the Russian Thule ammo and Brown Bear ammo have a much tighter standard deviation than our American ammo. Now, standard deviation, ladies and gentlemen, when you're chronographing ammunition, you will fire 10-round groups or 5-round groups, and the deviation is the difference between the highest velocity and the lowest velocity. And typically, to build what we call a footprint, you'll fire 5 10-round groups or 5 5-round groups, letting the rifle rest between them, and then take those, get your average velocity, get your standard deviation velocity, and then compare them. And John, you're going to have to swallow hard on this one. I found out that Thule ammo averages 8 feet per second standard deviation.
Okay.
That is.
I do find that a bit surprising, but if that's the way it is, that's the way it is. But I in addition to what you're saying, was very much of that or all of it steel-cased ammunition?
Every bit of it was steel-cased ammunition.
Okay. My gunsmith, who specializes in U.S. military rifles, M1 carbines, M1 Garands, AR-15s, M14s, he says that you should not shoot steel-cased ammunition through semi-automatics that weren't specifically designed to shoot steel-cased ammunition through them in semi-automatics. There's now no problem with bolt actions, but he says there's going to be issues with extractors and other issues on rifles not meant to shoot steel-cased and semi-automatic rifles not specifically designed to shoot steel-cased ammunition.
Exactly.
Your thoughts on that, please. Okay.
That's one reason why when we build the ARC, the gas system on the AR platform, there are four different gas systems that you can get in a rifle. One is the pistol, which is a 7.5-inch gas system. The only place that we use that in the rifle platforms is in the 300 blackout because of subsonic ammunition. If you've got a 300 blackout and it doesn't have a pistol gas system and shoot subsonic ammunition, then you're going to manually extract and charge every time because there's not enough gas pressure to operate the bolt. Then the next one up is the carbine, and then mid-length, and then rifle length. And a lot of the, about 90% of the ARs that are bought out there nowadays are a carbine-length gas system, which is 9.5 inches. All of the ARCs that we build are on the mid-length gas system. Now, what that does, ladies and gentlemen, is it gives a delay in the cycle rate of the bolt. We call it lock time. And the longer the gas system on it, the slower the lock time. The reason for that, on the steel-cased ammunition, if you're running a carbine-length gas system, the bolt is starting to open as soon as the bullet passes that gas port, and that steel case is still fully expanded because it's hot, and it drags that case out. And you'll find it, the first indication that you've got a problem like that is you'll see scratch marks on the neck of the case, and you'll get barrel throat wear in the barrel, which eventually will affect accuracy. With the mid-length gas system on it, it allows that case to cool down and shrink just slightly. Now, mind you, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking milliseconds here,
right,
that this is taking place. But with the mid-length gas system on it, the extraction process is much smoother and there's less barrel wear, and or chamber wear, I should say. Now, another point, if you're shooting steel-cased ammunition, even in a bolt gun, whenever you're done with that string of shooting, ensure the fact that you've got the bolt open and there is not a round in the chamber. This is where people run into problems, John. The what they call, everyone calls varnish on the steel-cased ammunition is not really varnish. It is a lubricant, and also primarily it's an anti-corrosive coating, almost very similar to Cosmoline. And if you've done a string of shooting, and say it's in your AR platform, or even in your AK. Now, AKs are not as susceptible to it because they have a much sloppier, for lack of a better term, chamber.
Hold that thought, Jimmy. Hold that thought. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. It's taken 3 years before I could offer the Intershelter domes for sale. During those 3 years, several different governments and militaries were taking all their production. The Intershelter dome homes may be just what you've been looking for to provide affordable, energy-efficient, permanent, and attractive housing. These dome homes are prefabricated units that can be assembled in a few hours by two men with a ladder and simple hand tools. Check out the photos of these dome homes built in the Arctic, on tropical beaches, in suburban areas, and in forests. All the details, many photographs, and the pricing of the dome homes are listed on the left-hand side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. I think you'll find these homes are not only attractive, but they're energy efficient and a bonus. You can disassemble them and reassemble them as many times as you feel you need the need to. Pretty great, huh? Something that's very, very unique. Check them out at my website at The Liberty Man. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of November. My Black Friday Cyber Monday sale continues until midnight tonight on energy cleaners. $25 off energy cleaners and 10% off mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price, and I refund the difference. It's an automated system, and that's how it works. If you want to participate by mailing a check, make sure it's postmarked today. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com, taking your questions, calls, and comments at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Jimmy.
And I remember to take the mute off this time, just in the last moment. What we were talking about there was the steel-cased ammo, and we left off with, I was making a comment that when you're done with a string of shooting, that you make sure that the bolt is open and a round is not in the chamber. The reason I'm bringing that up is the barrel's going to be hot, the chamber's going to be hot, and everything else. And what it will do is it will soften that coating that is on the steel-cased ammo. You know, the AKs, the SKSs, things like that, doesn't bother them because, like I said, they've got more or less what we call a sloppy chamber. And in the new rifles, the American-built AKs, there's a new one, by the way, that one of our locals is actually starting to manufacture. But the chambers on those are the SAMI specs, which are U.S. standards. And they're slightly tighter chamber. And if you leave that round in there, it'll cook, soften that varnish, and it will adhere to the walls of the chamber. Now, if you're going right on shooting not too long after that, it's not going to be too much of a big deal. But if you let it set for hour and a half, 2 hours, or whatever, you're doing something else or working on another gun or whatever, that can actually gum up that chamber a bit. And it may take 5 or 10 rounds to clear the residue off of the chamber. And in that process, you're going to find that the rifle is going to be shooting slower, extracting slower, everything else. I have known of one case that an individual left one of them in there, put the gun on safety, and put it away as his ranch gun so that all he would have to do is flip the safety off and be ready to go. But he decided to clean it, dropped the mag, went to open the bolt on it, and it was quite an ordeal because it had stuck to the chamber. So that's just something to think about, ladies and gentlemen, with the steel-cased ammo. And like John said, using the steel-cased ammo in some of the other modern firearms and everything, M14s, M1s, check real close to find out what your gunsmith recommends, not your store dealer, but your gunsmith. And always, after you're done shooting them and everything, use a real good chamber brush and solvent to clean that chamber. That is a separate brush than your normal cleaning brushes, ladies and gentlemen. So, but steel-cased ammo, there's, in most cases, it's really good ammo, John. It surprised me when we were running the break-ins on these and chronographing to find out that they were at such tight tolerances in the manufacturer. Another point I need to bring up real quick, I've got several of our listeners out there that have contacted me on Oops Kits, and the emails have been bouncing. I've been trying to answer, and so if you would, drop me an email at jimi@hdc-nm.com. The connect is disabled right now on the web page because of some kind of spam virus or something got us. We were getting 75 to 80 blank emails in the darn thing a day. But those that have contacted us on Oops Kits, drop me another note. We've got problems with that. And then one other one, one of our listeners, Paul Williams, emailed me a while back from the web link and talking about the body armor, and the very first message I've ever sent him and everything else continues to bounce. So if he would contact us, drop us an email or call us, and because I tried sending you the information and it's bounced.
Okay, so, we got that message out. That's great.
Internet.
I know. We have a break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard. And we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
All right, we are back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 27th of November. Years quickly getting away from us, isn't it? My website is thelibertyman.com. As I mentioned, we now have another image posted of North America with new coastlines. It's from a documentary about Scientology, and it's posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have our Black Friday Cyber Monday sale on energy cleaners continuing until midnight tonight. So you've got a few hours, the rest of the day today. Take advantage of this. Energy cleaners, $25 off. Mattress pads, 10% off. So go to my website, make your choice of the whatever energy cleaners you want and mattress pads. You place your order, you pay full price when you place your order. I manually refund the difference. It's an automated system that I can't change for just a couple of day sale. If you use my toll-free order line, same thing applies. When you place your order, use my toll-free order line. You'll pay full price, and I refund the difference. I've already refunded all the purchases made since last Thursday on this Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. My toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. So check it out. Take advantage of it. You've got until the end of the day today at midnight to do so. Visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters. That's DesertEagleShooters.com. And this is Firearms Monday. We talk about anything and everything to do with firearms, rifle, shotguns, pistols, ammunition, optics, the gun culture, gun laws, and so forth. Let's continue, Jimmy.
All right. During the break there, John, I was checking my email and went over, saw a headline that kind of caught my attention there. It's a rifle and caliber selection, and it's talking about choosing for long-range shooting and, you know, target practice and stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard John and me, or I guess it'd be John and I, several times speak about articles and things, be cautious because of what people say. And, of course, in reading through this, John, and pretty basic information until it got to caliber selection. And what do you think of this comment, John? The most common caliber for hunting is a 300 Win Mag.
Is this Alaska?
He's talking about? He's talking about in general.
In North America.
Hunting caliber is 30 caliber. 30-30, 308, 30-06. So be careful when you're reading articles and things like that, ladies and gentlemen. Especially this time of year, if you're looking for getting someone a gift. Point on that, John, I got a note here. I wanted to bring this up. We were discussing it this weekend. With the world of political correctness that we've got out there right now, and not all individuals that work at gun shows or gun stores or anything else are, you know, true gun culture people. It's just a job to them.
Right.
If you are buying your son or daughter their first 22, or you're buying your husband or wife their first handgun or rifle or whatever, whenever you go into the gun store and are filling out the forms and everything, do not tell the salesperson that this is a gift for someone, because the reason I bring this up is a couple of weeks back, and I just heard about this weekend, a gentleman was in Walmart up in Roswell, and he was buying a 22 for his son, and he mentioned that to the salesperson, and the salesperson completed everything out and everything else, and as the guy was leaving, the police met him and questioned him about doing a straw purchase.
Right. Right.
And that is an area, ladies and gentlemen, that is an affliction in the gun law. If you actually look at what the straw purchase is buying a rifle, handgun, or other firearm for an individual otherwise prevented from purchasing due to a criminal history or not being a resident, something in that neighborhood. So just be careful. I mean, he got out of it and everything. The cops kind of went and had a little discussion with the salesperson.
Yeah, that's what needed to happen. And at Walmart, and I know that the local Walmart, there's one gentleman who's at the sales counter for firearms and ammunition who is part of the gun culture and fairly knowledgeable, and others who are just standing there because they got assigned to stand there and don't have a clue about rifles, shotguns, or pistols. So it's a mixed bag at many of these retail establishments, isn't it?
Yep, it really is. And just, you don't know what's going to happen, ladies and gentlemen. It could be like this, and everything's fine. They laugh, and, you know, he said that the cops were actually like, oh, that's a great one. I didn't know they had that back in stock. You know, my kid would enjoy it, whatever. But in some of these, we're out west, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is the home of the gun culture, truthfully, the Wild West, as some people like to put it. Back east or Midwest or other places may not be so lucky. So if you are going in to buy a Christmas present or birthday present or something for someone, just purchase it yourself. It's perfectly legal. You're buying it for yourself, and then if you are gifting it to someone, it's a personal exchange. So, just a heads up. I mean, that really kind of rattled me, John, thinking about that.
I've heard, Jimmy, that
bank, Teresa was depositing some checks and everything, and this girl started questioning Teresa if she knew this person and everything. Well, Teresa didn't know him, but I know the person very well. And somehow this deposit got put on a 7-business-day hold till the checks cleared, which really messed up our order system and everything, and we're still arguing with them on it. But again, that's a teller that took it upon herself to quote-unquote protect the public.
Protect the bank.
Yeah. But, ladies and gentlemen, just be careful out there this time of year. Be very careful with your credit cards. John and I know an old trick. Don't carry your wallet in the back. Carry it in the front pocket. And just be careful out there. You start to say something, John, and
ask. Yeah, it was kind of a humorous side note that occasionally people traveling by on road trips through Arizona and New Mexico will call the local law enforcement to find out if it's safe to travel through a certain area because of their concern about being attacked by Indians.
Yeah, and I'll give you another one. And this one, ladies and gentlemen, is 100% factual. I heard it. In fact, it was on the news, and it made all the newspapers and everything here. When they had the Olympics, I think it was, what was the last ones they had in the States here? Georgia or something?
I don't keep track
anyway,
of that.
Anyway, this person from Roswell called the Olympic ticket thing and was getting tickets for some of the events and whatever. And the person on the other end of the line asked them where they were coming from, and they said New Mexico. And the woman or person on the other end of the line informed them that they needed to get a passport and go through customs and everything going from New Mexico to wherever the Olympics were. And the person here never really fully convinced the person that New Mexico is not part of Mexico and it's not a foreign country.
I understand. That kind of thing does happen. Well, another gun-related side note, which is kind of humorous, and it is firearms-related. There was an Indian chief that I've met, American Indian chief I met, who was living in Texas, I believe, not far walking distance from Amtrak railroad line. And he knew the schedule, and he's a dark-skinned American Indian and with long hair, long dark hair. And when he had the time and felt like doing it, he would wear his Union Army jacket with the brass buttons, the dark blue 19th century Union Army cavalry jacket with the brass buttons, the buckskin leggings, have a headband around his head, and stand not far from the railroad as it went past with a lever action 30-30 cradled in his arms. Just stand there in a quiet posture and look like the thoughtful American Indian watching the white man go by in the train, which caused a lot of
ruckus.
People certainly got their attention, let's put it that way, when he did that, and he had great fun with it.
I can imagine. When I first went into the military, they were surprised that people out west had flush toilets and running water. So, such is life in the fast lane. Lever guns, I'm glad you brought that up. Ladies and gentlemen, with the holiday season and everything, unless, of course, the person that you're buying for specifically wants a tactical or other type rifle like that, don't forget the lever guns. They make great gifts. They're classic. They never go out of style. I would hazard the guess everybody I know in their armory has at least one lever gun, most several, myself included. But it's one of the old standbys as far as training goes. For young people, it's excellent because it gives them a separate safety factor as well as manipulation that they have to do with the hand that they have an exposed hammer, and meaning that they can pull the hammer back, pull the trigger, and lay the hammer down without firing around and have the gun ready to go at any time. And all of the modern firearms that are out there in the lever gun are using what is called a transfer bar between the hammer and the firing pin. And what that transfer bar does, ladies and gentlemen, is it makes it practically, operative word, practically impossible to strike the hammer when it's down, i.e. dropping the gun or something like that, and it going off. Nothing is foolproof, but that's about as close to foolproof as you can get. And that's the same way with a lot of the modern revolvers that you buy. They use a transfer bar system that makes them safer.
Right, which is why you now can now safely carry a single action arming and similar revolvers fully loaded, as opposed to having one cylinder empty for safety reasons. And you no longer
exactly.
need to do that.
The old standard was in a six shot revolver, load only five and make sure that the hammer was resting on a dead chamber. Another interesting point about that, ladies and gentlemen, if you're looking at buying a first gun for a young lady and teaching her firearm safety and also self-protection, John and I are pretty both of the same school. Don't buy them a semi-auto. Buy them a revolver. Two-inch, three-inch, maybe even a four-inch barreled 38 special. Excellent handgun, good stopping power, great safety weapon. Cops carried them for eons. And they're basically fail-safe. You don't have to worry about malfunctions in the slide or this or that or not having the mag all the way in. Myriad of other things that newcomers to handguns have that happen on a regular basis. And just time of year, ladies and gentlemen, think ahead. And I did a little poll over the weekend, John. I asked several of my friends by email and by text message that what would they recommend for a first semi-auto for a young lady. And a friend of mine's wife has got a 38 that she carries all the time, and he's thinking on getting her a semi-auto. And I was amazed that the Smith & Wesson Shield came up about 75% of the time. What surprised me on that, ladies and gentlemen, is very few mentioned Glock. Your thoughts on that, John, on a first semi-auto?
Well, first of all, I agree absolutely that beginners, whether they're men or women, should begin with revolvers. The point I make to my students when I'm teaching concealed carry training is that we have busy lives. People have careers, families, social obligations, church obligations, hobbies, and I let them know that if they're prepared to take the time to go to the range, and what I'll do is I'll take one of my semi-autos and I'll hold it behind my back. And I completely disassemble it, putting the pieces on the table in front of me from, you know, behind my back. I tell my students, until you can do this with your chosen semi-automatic pistol, you're not ready to defend your life with it. You have to be aware of all the controls, where they are, how they operate. And I further emphasize that when you hear your kitchen door being broken at 2 a.m., you're not quite awake. You might have, and you're grabbing this pistol. You need to know in the dark, when you're half awake, how to properly operate it. With a revolver, it's simply point and pull the trigger. With a semi-auto, you have to know a lot of things. It's around the chamber, is safety on, safety off, magazine and in the pistol, and so forth. None of which apply to a revolver. Here's our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
All right, we are back. At least I'm back. Jared Moore here on Monday, the 27th of November, visiting with Jimmy Gensling, the proprietor of Desert Eagle Shooters at DesertEagleShooters.com. Jimmy, continuing where we left off there. I actively discourage most people from getting semi-automatics most of the time because I really make a sincere effort to let them know that there's a lot of extra time, range time involved in becoming what I consider to be competent with a semi-auto compared to a revolver, and knowing that most people aren't going to want to take the time, especially if they just can't walk out in the backyard like I can, to pack up equipment, go to a range at some distance, pay money to be at the range, and then pack up everything and return home. Most people aren't going to want to dedicate the time and money necessary to become fully competent with a semi-auto compared to a reduced training time, in my opinion, to become competent with a revolver. So I do actively discourage that, and then I go further to let them know that, yes, in fact, if you're willing to devote the time and money to become competent with a semi-automatic pistol, then by all means, go for it and have a great time with that original caveat in mind. So that's my stand on semi-autos. As far as recommendations, there's another aspect of this, Jimmy, and it has to do with females. I would, as a fairly sizable percentage of women that don't have the strength in their hands and arms to cycle semi-automatic pistols as far as center fire as opposed to 22s. And I've watched these women, and I've been doing this now for many years. I've been an RA instructor for more than 20 years. They absolutely struggle to rack the slide on semi-automatic heavy caliber pistols, 9mm, 45, and so forth. And that's another issue in and of itself for women, is simply not having the hand and arm strength to operate the mechanism. Your response?
That, you're very true on that. That's one reason why that when people ask me like that and everything, I'll tell them, this is take your wife to the gun shop or the gun show or whatever, and if she likes how one feels, ask her, you know, show her first if she's not familiar, but have her rack the slide 5 or 6 times right there in front of you. And it's amazing, just like you said, they may make it once, sometimes twice, but when it goes 3, 4, 5 times, it gets rather difficult. And something I have found out that I never really thought about until I experienced it was with my 1911s and the Taurus and items like that that have the exposed hammer, in racking them, I find it more difficult, and I don't, another reason why I don't really like them, I find it more difficult to rack a Glock than I do, or I should say striker-fired handgun. I find it more difficult myself to rack a striker-fired handgun compared to conventional semi-autos. Have you noticed anything about that, John, or have you ever...
I hadn't really thought about it till just now, but I don't doubt it for a moment. Here's our break. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
Folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.